Y'all want to ride some of the coolest bikes around? Just Us E-Bikes. Check out these cool, fast beach cruisers. We've got many styles, colors, sizes, men's, women's, you name it, we got it. The best looking bikes around. Check us out, justusebikes.com.
Definitely.
Do you know who those voices were?
Uh-uh. All right. Anyone in the chat, see if you can guess who those voices were.
Well, while we're waiting on those guesses, welcome to Tuesday Night Show. We have a great show for you tonight. We're going to talk about the fly-in that we all went to. Actually, most of us went to. But let me tell you, some of the nicest people in the world, that we got to hang out with this weekend, and I can't wait for my video to come out, because I got to fly next to Mr. Waller and in his ultralight plane, which is freaking awesome, and FYI, much bigger than a paramotor, and a hell of a lot quieter than our paramotors. I was actually amazed when he flew over the first time. I was like, man, I didn't even hear that guy. But yeah, Mr. Waller, his lovely wife, Mrs. Waller. They have first names, but I refuse to call them by their first names because I have mad respect for them. And Mr. Brian Haybell Waller. Not that I don't have mad respects for him, but Brian is Brian. Or Haybell Brian. Haybell Waller Brian. Anyways. Man, this weekend was awesome. I'm going to introduce Will real quick, and then we're going to go and Charlie or Jack, quick kicking my camera. Will, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing real good, man. Yeah, we did. We had a blast at Walden Field, and you're right about Brian. Well, Brian, first of all, you're cool, dude, and his parents are even cooler. And so you got big shoes to fill there, man.
I love Brian.
Let me just say, seriously, thank you very much for your hospitality and, you know, putting up with our shenanigans.
Really had fun. Easy for you to say.
Yeah, not really.
Nick, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. It's been a good week.
Any chances of driving a Ferrari anytime soon?
Maybe. Maybe today.
Do you take Wendy with you?
No. Why would I do that?
Oh, that seems suspicious. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
And Miss Cupcake Krista, how was your trip to Alabama? Waldan Field.
I had a good time. Mr. and Mrs. Waller are great people. And we did have great friends, so that's good too.
Yes. Well, do you have a favorite part of that? Other than waking up next to me every morning?
We don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Anyways, we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Now, our air mattress, our big air mattress, got a hole in it. So we had to, with a Rottweiler and Charlie.
And a full air mattress.
And us in a full.
Which Jack.
And just push Krista off the bed.
Which Jack doesn't know how to lay head to toe to a bed. He knows how to lay left to right. And in a full mattress with two adults and a 27-pound golden, mini golden doodle, it is not comfortable.
Yeah.
At no reason of to expect you're going to get to...
So the sleeping wasn't good. But other than that, everything was great.
Yeah.
And Charlie got to run around and be crazy.
Yes. Charlie got to be off-leash and not in a crate. Like she's spent most of her life. So we actually enjoyed watching her run around and it was pretty awesome. And we're looking forward to doing that again at Bad Apples, which by the way, next week we will have Dave Wolf on to talk about Bad Apples, do's and don'ts, when you can and can't arrive, blah, blah, blah. And I see Dave Wolf's in the chat. So if you have a question, and you're going to Bad Apples and never been or have a question and you've been before, next week's a great question or a great time to ask the questions. Will, what was your favorite part, sir?
The same as it always is. And the nice thing about, getting together at a smaller event is it's more relaxed, you know, and chilled, you know, it's definitely not the Bad Apples experience, but it's just as good. In a way, because I don't know, I just enjoy sitting around and heck, I mean, time to play cards and stuff, Krista, right? I learned how to play dates again. I hadn't played that in like 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know why you kept trying to get her to play strip poker. It was weird.
No, that came up later.
And it wasn't my idea.
It wasn't.
No. Can we talk about exactly what came up later?
well, first of all, I think
clueless.
No idea.
He had played crazy eights with PPG the other Nick, and then was telling me how to play it. So then we were kind of like, we're not really sure how if we did it right, but hey, we'll stick to our rules.
That's a new thing. I think that's like a new, pastime.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Scuba at somewhere in there should be a poll, and for everyone else there should be a poll in there that states or asks the question, did Shane fly at Waller's? And we are right now
16 votes.
We have 16 votes. We have 50-50. We're 50-50 on whether I did or not. I will tell you, I got there and my back absolutely was killing me, if that helps anybody out with anything. Oh, Keith and Kat were there. Will, can you name all the pilots? We got Keith and Kat. We have Ben, Paramotor NC, Waller. Oh, actually, we have two Wallers. Mr. Waller. No, that flew. Oh,
pilots. You're talking about pilots. Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
right. The other Nick, PPG, the other Nick.
That's
and Bob.
Bob. Yeah.
Mark McElroy and James Parker.
Yeah. Me.
That's 8. You and me.
10. Yeah. That many? Now, are we missing someone? I don't know.
I'm trying to go down the line. So it was Bob, then it was Mark.
No, it was Keith and Kat, then Mark.
Oh, Keith and Kat, then Mark.
Then us.
Then you. Then James, then PPG, the other Nick, and Haybale. And then it's
Yeah, we forgot Haybale.
No, you counted two.
Oh, yeah, two walls.
A count of 10. Adam, for some reason, I thought Adam was going to show up, but I didn't see him. Was he there?
Adam did show up. He flew and had breakfast at the hardware store.
Oh, and then he left.
You were probably still sleeping. It was, I think it was before 11:20 or 11:59 a.m.
Don't worry, I was still sleeping too. It's all
yeah, good. I know. That's right. Yeah. What's up, the other Nick?
Yeah, he shows up to these fly-ins without his wife. I'm just like, you know, I mean, I guess it'll work. It'll be all right. I guess. I think Sam is awesome. And actually, I think Nick, believe it or not, I think Nick is, he's outgoing, but I think he's more outgoing when Sam is there. Not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, I think you're more peppier. If that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense.
He has to be peppier with those kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
And Charlie's not as big as people think she is, correct?
Yeah, Charlie's tiny, correct?
Yes. I posted the wrong one. Yes. Charlie on camera looks like he's a freaking massive dog. He looks like he's the same. Well, massive. He looks like he's the same size as Abby. Not yeah. Really dog.
Yeah, and she's yeah. Not.
she's tiny compared to mm-hmm. Abby. I was really surprised.
Oh yeah, we forgot all about this. And this was a. I thought Hay Bale was messing with me, but. We had a fan come out to meet me per se first and then met everybody else. And I thought Waller was kidding me. If you dogs kick this dang camera one more time.
Let's get another dog.
Oh, we're going to have to get another dog. Anyways.
Yeah, he said he was on the show and he remembered him from the show. And he's like, who's coming here that was on the show with you? And he's like, we'll fly. He's like, okay, yeah, yeah. And then he was naming off, and he's like, never trust. He's like, that's him. That's the guy I want to meet.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm saying. Hold on.
Dude, you're on YouTube famous.
Dude.
Apparently one person in Alabama.
Yeah. But actually, he was a super nice guy. He, they actually, him and his buddy, the guy is from, or he lives, he works on a nuclear.
He works at Duke's Energy.
Yeah, Duke Energy, the power plant, the nuclear power plant. And he showed up before the sun came up. He was glowing. I don't know what that means. No, I'm just kidding. He showed up in the morning. We talked and we walked around a little bit. And super nice guy.
I think I had to ask Will, who's Shane's fan? And Will goes, it's either that guy or that guy.
Yeah. Like, okay. They both had my shirt on with my face. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, they didn't. They did not. But yeah, I tell you what, man. So there's benefits to going to a fly-in such as Bad Apples where you get to meet so many people. And then there's another benefit to going to a smaller fly-in, AKA a private one, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. You really get to sit down and have more of a connection with people, and it was absolutely just phenomenal. It was if you don't like pork, this was not the weekend for you, because all we had was we had pork butt one night, we had pork chops the next night, and then we had a ham. I was like, well,
and we had pizza.
Oh yeah. With pepperoni.
So
just going with the
pork. Well, no, actually, it was a loaded and cheese.
There were two loaded and one cheese.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Brian Waller. His name is Andy. He's been watching you for a while.
Yes.
Oh, no. He said he's been watching y'all.
Y'all.
That includes Nick.
That does include Nick.
That's right, man.
Well, it was a great fly-in. Where are we at on the poll right now?
We have 17 votes and 45% said no and 47 said yes, 53 said no.
Oh, it's kind of evenly split there.
Man, they don't have trust in me. I drove seven and a half hours.
Yeah.
You think I'm gonna go that far and not fly?
The time change, that one little hour. for being 12 minutes in Alabama is ridiculous.
Yeah, we left Waller's, so we didn't know when the time change was. So we left Waller's and we were eyeballing our phones,
like waiting for the time, like, oh.
And okay. We were literally less than 15 minutes out, and it changed. Yeah. I was like, what?
But that hour takes a lot out of you, doesn't it, Will?
Yeah. Yeah,
yes. It does.
Now, on the way back, on the way back, it wasn't so bad, but I drove all the way home.
Oh, you did?
Wrong. I mean, I drove straight home that day. You guys, I was the furthest one from...
you were. Yeah.
For the ride, but... What's up, Ben?
By the way... I did get a surprise when we pulled in. Chris and I pulled into Walden Field. Mark wasn't supposed to be there. Surprise, Mark was. and then a real pleasure to see Keith and Kat there. I was really excited about that, and I was like, "Oh, Keith and Kat are here!" And then we kept driving a little bit further, and I seen the black truck with the white paramotor box.
Yeah, you guys,
Paralife box.
I'm like, "Is that Mark?" I was like, "That's Mark."
I was like, oh, great. Mark is here.
And a white van was following it.
Oh, listen. Yeah. That white van was already had cobwebs on it when I seen it the first time. That thing had been there for I don't know how many weeks.
You like pulled that in, and it's so you can pass it and miss that you're even there. If Charlie didn't constantly keep going over there, we would not know where Will was.
Yeah, Charlie was very interested in Yubby, but Yubby is, she's just a one dog. Or one person.
No, she likes me.
She likes people. She likes people a whole lot more than she likes dogs. But she's 9 years old, you know. I mean, Charlie's like 9 months old. So big energy difference there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm almost a year older than Krista, but I'm just shy of 9 days. And there's a huge energy difference.
Well, I'm on my last day of being 56.
Happy birthday, Eve.
You see how he slid that in? Now we all got to sing them happy birthday and all this other
good stuff. No, I mean, Dairy Queen cards would be okay. I mean, yeah. I would turn that out. But
hey, I'll
go ahead.
I'll mail you the one I got sitting on my counter that I keep forgetting to put in my truck.
The one I sent you?
Yeah.
You're 50-50 now.
Bron Waller hadn't cashed his in yet either. That was from Christmas.
So... We were actually driving, and I remembered that there was a Dairy Queen before we got onto whatever interstate we had to get off. And I was like, Krista, let's go to Dairy Queen. She's like, I forgot the coupon in at the house. I was like, all right, screw it. Let's just keep rolling.
Yeah. They're actually in my car, because when we dropped your truck off, I took them out of your car.
So let me tell you, every time we walked by that little cubby hole where the white van was, I heard the ice cream music and the van door open up. I don't know what that was all about, but.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? I am real excited about something I wanted to do for quite a few years now, and that was to get my hands dirty on a motor. And I was able to do that this time around. With Brian's help, got in there, changed the piston and the bearings and the pin. It just got everything, you know, fixed up. But, man, it's not as intimidating after you've done it. But I wanted to do it with somebody who has done it before. You know what I mean? I mean, because you get stuck on one little thing. It could be something easy for someone that's done it, but I mean, that could cost you hours and hours and hours of
tinkering. Yeah, right?
You know what I mean? Like the pins and stuff, getting the pins seated perfectly. And so, thank you, Brian. Really appreciate that. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. So I won't say confident that I know how to do everything all over again, but at least I kind of know what to expect.
So Waller just put up that y'all are killing me on this poll. Mark's giving out my secret. Brian's giving out my secret.
Yeah, Mark
took it off.
Talk about motors, brother.
So yes, I did fly Scuba Steve. I actually had two.
It was 50-50 with 18 votes.
So I had two flights. I took off in the morning from Walden Field. We went to an airport, a private airport. We landed there, and I did have reservations on actually landing, and decided to go ahead and land. Landed there and then took off and went back to Walden Field. It took us 40 something minutes to get there and half the time to get back with a ground speed, max ground speed of 51 miles an hour. we were booking and it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you also went to breakfast, right?
We drove to breakfast because it was raining.
I thought y'all went to breakfast.
Mark and Adam, Brian, and the other Nick.
BPG, yeah.
They all went to breakfast on that morning or that night. Well, the day I got there, my back was killing me. And that morning, I was just like, it's good, but it ain't great. And I was like, I ain't doing it. So, long story short, I did not fly, but I have flown there before, had breakfast. It's awesome. It's an amazing experience to do something like that. If you guys have a chance and have an area where you can do a drop in and land and then take off again and go have some sort of a meal, it is awesome. It really is.
So you drove there?
We drove with Keith and, or I, Waller drove us in Mrs. Waller's Cadillac. So we were riding style.
Well, did you get breakfast that day?
What? Yeah, when we drove there.
Did you get breakfast?
No, Will was still sleeping. He woke up at 4 p.m.
I didn't get breakfast either. I'm just asking. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, they didn't even ask. They just left. I know.
Mrs. Waller has a rule of no food in her vehicle, so we could not bring none back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know I didn't get breakfast.
Whoa. That ain't no fair. You had to sleep with the dogs and no breakfast.
I know.
I left her with the dogs and 100 or 215 pounds of extra space. She should have been comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I leave, she's like, "Ooh, I got room now."
Yeah. I'm not on the edge.
Oh, there was a couple times. She's like, "Move over or give me blankets." I'm like, "There are dogs laying on the blanket." I can't even move Jack. I mean, that is a whole process in itself. You have to get out of bed, snatch the blanket out from under him, and then
hear about him complain about it.
Like the first two nights, she kept throwing the comforter over on my side of the bed, and she'd cover up and then throw the comforter over. Well, both dogs would lay on top of the comforter. So how the hell am I supposed to get the comforter out from under that? You can't.
I'm just saying, from Jack, that's for sure. That's a heavy.
No,
No. When he's sleeping and you try to bother him, he starts low growl.
He growls at you like you are bothering me, people.
Yeah,
he's hilarious. Hey,
what about you cooking breakfast? You didn't cook me breakfast.
Oh, we did.
They did cook breakfast. We got breakfast that day.
Breakfast.
Yeah, we did. We did. Sausage links, sausage patties.
Pancake,
hash browns, and spam.
I drove 18 hours. You're flying. You didn't cook me nothing. Mark had to cook for me.
Yeah,
Mark was the one I had cooked for you. Mark has a. You can only get this pancake mix online. It's blueberry pancake mix. It is to die for. It is freaking awesome stuff. And hopefully in Mark's video, he took at least a photo of the pancake I made him. But if he didn't, I'm going to be mad. Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
If he did not take a picture or videotape that, I am going to be mad.
Mark, did you take a picture of your special pancake?
Yeah, Mark, did you take a picture of that special pancake? I know you told your wife. But did you take a picture of it so you could tell everybody else?
Oh, it's just a pancake. What's it say?
That's super glue. How many people do you know super glued their good eye?
I'm going to show you guys something here.
It says yes.
Yeah. I had to look it up.
Look at that smile, man.
Smiling.
Doesn't he look better with the smile? I mean, it's just like, gosh, that was good to see. That really lifted my spirits to see that.
Yeah. So, any idea what happened to him?
So, you know, I have heard some things through the grapevine. So, take anything I say with a grain of salt. But I think he was doing a video and he was on speed bar close to the ground. So, his hands weren't on the main toggles. But that's not what caused the collapse. I guess there was like a tension knot or something, and that he didn't catch. And that it was like on the trailing edge of the wing, and that caused the canopy to collapse as he was maneuvering. So that's just like I said, take it with a grain of salt. But he's got a long road of recovery ahead, and he's strong. He'll do good.
Yeah.
He'll do good. Who is it?
It's Anthony Villa.
Yeah.
You don't.
Speed of recovery.
Yeah, man. Prayers.
He's an awesome. He's from Wisconsin, correct?
I don't know.
Or is it Minnesota?
It's somewhere. Oh, it's that guy?
Yeah, where he pees and he, like, while flying and tries to pee in a bottle.
No,
and then,
no, no. Man, that's Mark Honeycutt.
No. This is, dude, I'm telling you right now, because he drank a beer and said that he's going to go fly to the local Walmart or whatever. And then in flight, he does this whole description of how do you do it? Do you pee in a bottle? Do you
just
let it rip? I've seen that one.
I haven't seen that one either, man. Are we talking about the same?
A bunch of his videos, but not that.
I was wondering if it was that Mennonite guy then.
No.
Okay.
No. Hedonite? I think it's a Hedonite is what he is. You're talking about Tim.
Okay.
Montana.
Yeah. See, we don't call him by his name.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of Mark Anderson. Emerson. That's right. That is correct. Paramotor NC's on top of things. I'm an idiot.
Paramotor NC is always aware.
So there's another little tidbit of information that I got today about Bad Apples.
Okay.
Do you remember the, wasn't it like 321 or 326 registered pilots? Not last year, but the year before. It was a record. I think last year they had like 301, something along those lines.
Okay.
Remember?
Well, anyways, they've already got 146 pre-registered. So it's going to be, they're hoping to see 350 registered pilots this year.
Very nice. Awesome. And again, I will be there I'm going to volunteer again to do AirBoss. I really learned a lot from last year doing it, and I look forward to doing it again this year. If you guys do have
dicks,
whatever you want to call it, me personally, I think of an air boss and I'm very polite and very nice. And unless I don't like you, then you get the middle finger. But that's besides the point. Anyways, I learned a lot last year and I'm looking forward to it again just because I want to be able to learn more about doing it. And Mark McElroy from Paralife PPG, which you can get, you can order shirts and stickers from him and he will ship them to you. He did it today and he loves it. Absolutely loves sending out his stuff.
Oh, are you, I forgot to buy a shirt from you, Mark. So are you bringing him to that app? Oh, he ain't gonna, never mind.
So he can ship them to you. He can ship them to you. He loves it. Loves to ship stuff to people.
I totally forgot.
Wait, Mark McElroy isn't going to Bad Apples?
No, apparently there's some parade with rainbows or something. No. Oh, no, wait, a wedding. That's right. A wedding
He's actually going to be in Orlando.
Yeah, we're going up and he's going down.
Yeah, Joni's son is getting married. So
at Disney World.
Joni, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, that can't be cheap.
Mark is just glad he now fits into It's a Small World.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
So, gosh, when am I going to see Mark again? I'm not going to make him ship me a shirt. I'll just buy it.
Well, I'll see Mark this weekend. I'll see him in a couple of days.
Why?
Oh, we can't tell you. It's only, you know, private.
That's top secret.
Yeah.
Mark told all of his friends. He didn't tell you?
Did he tell you? Okay.
You know, ain't good. I'm not invited to the McElroy Mansion.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's Brian Waller, I think he's going to – wait a minute. He is – Brian, when are you coming to North Carolina, man? What day are you going to get there?
Oh, they're all going to –
not invited.
No, I am invited. They're going to Paramotor and Seas.
Well, invited and uninvited aren't the same thing, though, Shane. They mean two totally different things. Now, that'd be one heck of a trip just after, you know, right after going to Alabama and stuff.
And that's the point. We just left Waller's, and then I turn around and go to Ben's, and then I'm going to turn around and go to Bad Apples. I can't do it. I have the time, but my work is very lenient on my vacations. But if I start taking advantage of it, then they're going to kind of start putting a hold to things.
It's different for my job. But I don't have to go.
So no, Brian, 2021 was the big one. So that would have been 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Right after when people started to get to go out after COVID.
Yeah. It's going to be a big turnout.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be massive. And again, if you guys have never or want to have done it before, wanted to do an Airboss thing at Bad Apples, I think they're going to need all the help they can get. We'll talk about it next week. How about that? When Dave Wolf is on talking about the fly-in at called Bad Apples.
Hodges Field.
Mark said that Waller's spending the night there tomorrow. So.
Oh, it's this weekend? We can't go.
Yeah,
I can't go.
I call him my nephew, but he's not my nephew. My cousin's son, so my second cousin is coming this weekend. Yeah. Actually, he's a hoot. You guys would love him, and he acts just like Gage.
Yeah.
Same mannerisms. It is uncanny.
Really?
So it's a great time to hang out with him. It really is.
And I have a brand new air conditioner to put into my camper because that camper air conditioner has gone out. I purchased a brand new air conditioner.
It's in the living room right now?
It's in the living room. And just as I put it in the living room, I realized my refrigerator was on the fritz in the kitchen. So Shane's doing awesome right now.
Fine.
Yeah, so right now. The
camper. Do you mean your trailer or your travel trailer? What do you mean?
The big camper.
The big camper.
Whoa, so you got a new roof AC?
Yeah.
What'd that set you back?
$1,020-something. That's with the taxes. It was $899 or something like that.
Some kind of soft start or something, whatever that means.
Yeah, so I paid a little extra. Well, here's how this works. So like Mark went and bought a soft start for his air conditioner. What it does is When your compressor kicks in, it draws a massive amount of amperage and power to the air conditioner. And once that compressor kicks in, then it doesn't run as hard. Well, a soft start kind of stores energy in it. And then when your compressor needs to come on, it delivers it so it doesn't pull it all at once. And you can actually run smaller wattage to your air conditioner and not damage it because of that. Well, I think to get a soft start and the original OMC AC was maybe like almost a little over $200, I think it was, to get the soft start. Well, for $140 more, I can get one that's already built in and I don't have to wire it in. I was like, no brainer. So
it uses a capacitor or something to store energy or?
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong guy, bro.
Flux capacitor.
You should ask. Yeah, flux capacitor. So once you're in the camper going 88 miles an hour, then the compressor will kick on.
You're good to go.
It's like a capacitor wheel. It does store energy.
Yeah.
So it's not all hitting at once.
That's a wise move, I think. I mean, they need to come up with the freaking soft start courage. Because that thing, when it comes on, this is like, I mean, it's ridiculous.
When it comes on, it's PM. 12:45, 1:00.
Stop,
keep
that up.
Man, I tell you what.
I don't remember.
What's up,
Willie?
Paramotor.
Yeah, Will, you want to give a shout out to everybody real quick that's in the chat? Because I'm going to have to step out real quick. I need to check the back door.
Already?
Dang.
It's 8:35. And my schedule is off. Normally I can hold out, but not tonight.
No.
You need anything?
Sure.
Oh, a kiss? Okay, great. Uh-huh.
Get a room. Get a room.
I have a few. I don't have as many as Mark, nor as big, nor do they have per butler per room, but, you know, whatever. So, yeah. But I also wasn't driving a Ferrari today.
Hey,
what were you driving?
I had to go drive a Ferrari today.
On the way home, I saw the coolest, I don't know what year it was, but it was the coolest Rolls Royce being towed. Not, you know, I mean, on a flatbed, it was being moved. And man, that thing was sweet. Wish I would have gotten a picture of that.
Old or new?
Old. Yeah. Old. Definitely a classic.
I'll get you a picture of one tomorrow.
Do you have one? Do you drive one of those too?
Yeah, we got a 59 Silver Cloud. It's pretty sweet.
Wow. Dang, man.
It's like riding on air. It don't matter what pothole you hit, you don't feel it. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I have like a 1952 wheat penny, if that's
close enough.
So what's up, Kramer? Greg Laney's in the house. Linda Anderson. Hey, Paramom. Brian Waller. Or should I say Brian Haybale Waller. Tony Marzano. Nick J. Nick J. Who's Nick J?
Huh?
Nick J. You know a guy named Nick J? Mr. Dana 54. What's going on?
Oh, you said yes, right?
Kent Stamey, hey man, haven't seen Kent. You since Flight for Gage.
Is he going to Bad Apples?
Good question, Kent. You going to Bad Apples this year? We'll find out soon enough.
Okay. If Kent is, I'm sorry,
I'm doing the shout out. David Wolf, what's going on? Craig B from Australia, and James from North Carolina, Paramotor NC. I hear he's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Let's see. And so this is where it gets hard because this is where I'm going to miss someone. So I know the other Nick. Oh, John Wayne, man. Did you fly today, dude?
He flew yesterday.
I said it was bumpy.
What about Angela Preslick? Angela Preslick.
Oh, did I say Angela Preslick? Angela Preslick?
I don't think so.
All right. Angela Preslick. Angela Preslick. Mark McElroy, he's in the house. Scuba Steve is in the house. Say hello to Munchkin.
Hello, Munchkin.
Yeah.
I have a story about that as soon as we're done with this.
Okay. We're not too far from being done. I already said Angela Preslick. Yeah. You think this is easy, don't you?
You think it's easy, don't you?
That's why I have you do it, because you're way smarter.
Isla's in the house. What's up, Isla?
Isla!
How's the eye doing?
I know, right?
She is a champ, by the way.
Did I say James?
You said James from North Carolina.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, that counts.
I think the other James is in Japan, so it's not James Parker.
No, not James Parker. But James.
John Wayne did not fly today because he hurt his ankle on landing, and it's his first paramotor injury while flying.
Whoa. Did you get it on video, John? Can you tell what happened, or was it just one of those things?
I will tell you that it is not a good idea to kick a pine tree while flying.
It's not?
No. There may or may not be puncture wounds and pine needles sticking out of someone's shin and calf during a video flight. And my video will be out soon, so it might be in there. So please watch.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked
at the video coming out.
So tomorrow I'm going to start it. So it might be out. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. I might do a premiere or something. But I'm pretty sure the person that did this dumb move has all of the needles that broke off under the skin out of it now. Just so you know. It was freaking awesome.
Now, Linda, I did not forget you. I said, Linda Anderson, what's up, Paramom?
Oh, Angela's driving.
Yeah. Yep.
And she loves hearing her name.
Never, ever.
No. Yes, it was. He said, hi, Linda Anderson. Hi, Paramom. You did. Yep.
So I just want to put up there that Angela put, hi, or I'm here driving. You know him much. I love hearing my name.
You know, I completely understood what she said.
Maybe you shouldn't be driving. Maybe you shouldn't be driving, Angela.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My video will be out. I got the two flights in the morning and then the afternoon. And I need to learn how to do stuff like Will does, like the extra, I call it B-roll, where you take video of like the,
yeah,
everything. Like I always just do my videos of me flying and then that's it.
There's no video of Charlie in your video.
Yes, there is.
In the picture.
In a picture, but not the video.
Yes, there is.
Oh, and guess what? How fast would you say Charlie is when she runs?
She's like a freaking gazelle is all I can say. Dude,
I never realized how fast this dog was. I thought Abby was like the fastest dog I've seen in the group. And then this one blows by her like Abby's sitting still. I'm like, holy crap. And she was a caged dog. It makes no sense to me. How do you cage a dog that's that fast? You know what I mean?
Well, no, he says it's that cute.
And that cute. Yeah, that's... Anyways, she just went to the vet yesterday, and she's doing good. She's...
Stop looking at him.
She's adorable. I sometimes forget that I'm doing things, and I have to look at that cuteness. She's adorable. Just so you know. And I want to make sure she's not chewing my damn remote. So we've had her for 2 weeks now, and tonight is the first night that she's chewed anything that she wasn't supposed to, which is the new carpet, the runner carpet I got for the back door. She just chewed the edge of it and still has not peed or pooped in the house, not one time. Fingers crossed, this is true.
I wish I could say that about my dog.
Well, the dog when you sleep for 14, 16 hours, I mean, the dog has to go.
She's with them.
Gotta go.
Debbie's with you when you sleep, right?
Yes, of course. What do you think I use as a pillow?
We'll just admit it. We'll just admit it of using a big black wiener as a pillow.
As a pillow.
She just sleeps right up by your head. I mean, if she's like that right there, sometimes you can't even breathe. Ridiculous.
Hold on.
We love our little dogs. It was good to see Red too. Red was doing really good.
Red has grown. I swear he looks taller for sure.
He looks bigger than Jack, but Jack's got him by like 15 pounds or whatever.
Jack freaking hurts when he steps on your foot. And I'm not kidding.
He does.
No, you ain't got to tell me, bro. You ain't got to tell me. We have conversations about it all the time.
Yeah, he really thinks he's small. I watch your feet. Steel toes, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
He got no problem stepping on your feet, though.
No, don't step on his, though.
So my biggest concern with bringing Jack likes to lean on you. He'll throw his hips into you to lean on you. So Mr. and Mrs. Waller, I was really concerned with. They're slightly a couple years older than I am. So I was really concerned with him you know, knocking them over or whatever. But Jack was very, he didn't act like he normally does around people. He was very gentle.
He's aware, not of how big he is or where his feet are, but he knows not to lean on them, you know.
Correct, correct, Tony. Charlie does not shed, but Jack sheds enough for both of them.
Yes.
Hmm. That's surprising because Jack's got those short, short hair, doesn't he?
You wouldn't think they shed, but
wouldn't, but that dude is a nightmare. You'll sit there, he'll lay on you on the couch, and you're sitting there just petting him, and next thing you know, you got a whole nother dog that just appeared.
Yeah. I guess they have like winter coats and stuff like that. You have that same problem, Nick, with your dogs?
Yes.
Hey, look at Ben lying right there. Jack is a saint.
Talking about the same job. Hey, you know what? Seriously, that dog I really, really like. I mean, a Rottweiler, any other Rottweiler would scare me, but that dog just has an awesome personality.
Yeah, Jack is good. My concern isn't so much with Jack as it is with people who don't know how to approach a new dog. And this goes for anybody in the chat. Anytime you go up to a new dog, and that's this happened
right in
right. Yeah, no, this happened 2 years ago at Bad Apples. Someone approached me and said, "Hey, can I pet your dog?" I'm like, "Yeah." I look over and this person grabbed Jack by both cheeks and put his face into Jack's face, and then the guy was surprised that Jack like lunged at him. And I'm like, well, duh, if I don't know you and you don't know me and I come up and put you in a headlock, what are you going to do? You're going to be defensive. That's his only means of saying, hey, get off me.
Yeah. But Jack's a sweetheart.
Yeah. He's super cool.
He doesn't know his size, to be honest, but.
And I love the fact that every morning or anytime we left the trailer, he just immediately, both of them ran right to the hangar. They're like, oh, this is where all the fun's at. This is where we're going.
Gotta go.
And normally Jack stays right with me. That dude bailed on me like a rat on a ship, sinking ship. He was heading to the hangar every single time.
People are there to pet me.
Do you remember there was another little dachshund there?
Yes.
Scooby.
Is that his name?
Scooby. Yeah.
Scooby.
Yep.
That's Bob and Peggy's dog.
Well, you should have seen Peggy's face when she seen Jack for the first time. She was like,
"Well, she."
Did he just walk right by her? Just
the best part was he had already smelled her arm and licked her elbow, and then she happened just to turn as Jack was walking by,
and Bob's like, "There's Jack," and she's like,
oh, "She's like, holy crap!" And I'm like, "Eh,
yeah." And then after like 10 minutes, she's like, "I love him."
Yeah, she's like, I'm normally scared of big dogs. This one I'm good with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snoopy, Brian says.
Okay, I was close. My memory is as long as...
I was thinking, what's the other dog's name?
Yubby.
No. Scooby-Doo. I was thinking Scooby.
Oh, wait. Do they have two dogs?
Just one.
Just one, yeah. So I've experienced going to a fly-in with my dog and without my dog, and I can say that it's definitely better with my dog. You know?
So are you bringing Yubby?
Yeah.
To Bad Apples.
Okay.
Are you bringing Apples? I'm not sure about. Probably. Yeah, probably.
Because you told me I don't think I'm bringing Yubby.
Well, I did, but that was, you know, I want my dog with me.
So we have no choice but to bring our dogs. Well, I can leave Charlie at home, but I really need to get Charlie socialized. And honestly, I think the more people she's around, I'm real big on socializing dogs with other dogs and with people. So you don't end up with a dog that is scared of everybody and wants to snip at people. So we will be, but I'm going to end up buying a pen, like a 16 panel dog pen thing.
Nobody can see your hands.
I don't know what you're doing.
He's going, but y'all see nothing.
It's a doggy pen, like a runner.
Like when we open the door, like lock them in right there.
Yeah, so they can hang out and be outside with us. And
yeah.
Because Jack is very, I want to be where everybody else is at kind of dog.
Yes. And even if he's under the camper where it's cool, he's still with you.
Yeah.
But when he's inside, as soon as you open that door, that's the first thing you see is Jack right there.
Yeah, honestly, if you were not to know that Jack was on the other side of the camper door and you open the door, because it's three steps up to the camper. Yeah. So when you open the door, he's looking you right in the face with this gigantic head.
She acts like Charlie can probably jump over her head. You should see her trying to get on the couch. She acts like she doesn't know how, but she can jump.
Yeah,
she jumps. How is she with steps?
What's that?
We have not tried steps yet.
Oh, no, we have.
We did?
At Mark's. I went over to Mark's. The butler opened the door, and Charlie went upstairs.
Mark's.
McElroy.
Oh.
He's with Paralyzed PPG.
Okay.
Has those t-shirts,
yeah, and stickers. And if you want to, if you want to order some, you're more than welcome. But anyways, Charlie was at the bottom and went up the steps, no problem. After Jack,
just jumped straight in.
So John Wayne says he has three delinquent dogs. What was the first one?
55 pounds, 55, 40 pounds, 40 and 8 pounds.
Man, I didn't know the dogs lived that long, dude. So those are wait a minute. 55 pounds is already. So that's still a big dog.
55 pound, 40 pound, and 8 pound dog, yes.
Yeah, because Yabby, I think, is like 12, something like that.
My Zeus is 50 pounds and Apollo is like 48.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're heavy, but they're not real big.
Charlie's 27. And I never thought I'd have a FUBU dog like that. And then my wife went to Walmart to get a leash and a collar for her and came back with a pink collar and leash. I'm like, I'm sorry. Will, what color is Yubby's leash and collar?
Black.
Yeah, like, you know.
Like I mean, a man color?
Yeah.
What color is Charlie's leash?
Pink.
Pink.
And I watched her run around with that leash just dragging in the dirt and the grass, and I was like, just keep on going, bro. Just keep running. Keep running. Just darken that thing up.
Happy birthday, Linda. She got 18 more days last year in the 60s zone.
Uh-oh. Look at you living the best life, girl.
Well, Will's birthday is tomorrow. It's his birthday Eve.
Yes. So in this house, Will, we always say happy birthday Eve. One, it helps remember that tomorrow's your birthday. And two, it lets you know that we know that tomorrow's your birthday.
Well, my mom's name is Eve.
And she never lets us forget her birthday.
I always call her the day before and I'm like, happy birthday Eve, like I call my mom Eve.
And she
always says my birthday's tomorrow. I'm like, I know, it's the eve of your birthday. Yeah. I have to explain this to her every year.
And then I call her and say happy birthday Eve. I'm just kidding.
Stop.
I do love your mom. It's just a joke.
Man. Yeah, well, Linda's doing real good.
She is, yeah.
I think she goes out and walks every chance she gets.
Isn't well, it maybe cold there, Linda?
Maybe she should walk to Florida. We got the AC on and the back door open. I don't even know what and a fan going. We don't know what we're doing over here.
I can tell you, down in the 30s last night. I was wearing shorts coming home. I was like, man, what a freaking difference.
Last night?
30? Would I be wearing shorts? And would I be wearing shorts and flip flops still?
Yes.
Okay. I love the cold. I'm talking, I love to feel it just because you guys get tired of the cold. I'm sick and tired of the heat. So I have no problem switching, just so you know.
And we travel all the time.
And my wife has a problem with switching. Actually, how many times did you guys see her in a sweatshirt?
Two times.
Yeah, I had to get a jacket one time, and I was down in freaking Fly for Gage.
Yeah, I need it. It's cold. Well, you mean the sun went behind the cloud? Yeah. Put a jacket on. Sun comes out from behind the cloud. I'm hot. I
did the same thing.
I mean,
I'm not the only person.
Whatever's going on internally, you need to fix that. Hot, cold, hot, cold. All right. So, Waller, are you still in the chat? I'm waiting to see.
I think he is. Can I post or ask a question for the chat too?
Sure. Yes.
If y'all, not to open a debate, all I'd like to know is what ratio and what Six. Oil do you use?
I'm 50 to 1 with the Red Armor, Echo Red Armor. Have used it from day one. Got 252 hours on my motor, I think, and no problems.
Nick?
I'm 50 to 1 with Modal. 810, I think.
And I use Avgas.
I use non-ethanol, like 87. But I do use Avgas in my Pelini.
The guy drives a Ferrari.
Hey.
He uses 87 non-ethanol.
That's why he wore the Pelini, because it sounded Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
The Pelini.
The Pelini.
All right, and you, Will?
66 to 1, so that's why I'm asking, because I think I'm going to modify it. I'm also using Motul, but I was using Dominator, and I was very happy with that. Switched over to Motul for the, for the warranty stuff.
So why don't you go and use 68 to 1?
Because it would be one under 69, or and it would break in there somewhere. I owe you one.
Yeah.
69, I owe you, or 68, and I owe you one.
Well, he said, did we just think that?
No. I try to keep it clean. There's important people like Paramotor NC in the chat. I'm trying to keep everything equal. You know, sometimes I say dumb stuff and then I say some
other stuff. So what do people in the chat say? What do they do?
Most everyone so far has said 50 to 1, regardless of what oil they're using. And Motul, there's a 58 to 1, and that's what Brian uses. And I would probably, I'm gonna use a little more oil than I have been. 50 to 1, Red Armor, that's Greg Laney.
You're going to move up from what you're using?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm using 66 to 1, which is less oil.
Yeah.
Than the 50 to 1.
Right.
I have been running 50 to 1 from day one. And when I took that my piston out and did that 100 hour at 186 hours, I think it was, everything, I should have put the motor back together. Like, I should have not messed with it because everything was there. I had the homie marks on the jug. The piston head looked great. There was nothing wrong with the piston head. Matter of fact, I have it around. It's in the shed. Anyways, I should have honestly put it back together and left it alone. I am 100% confident that you run your crap until it doesn't run and then start working on it. Because honestly, I changed it at 186, and I'm at 252 hours on my motor. And I mean, I think honestly, I should have just left it like it was. Waller changed his piston out after 300 hours. He should have. He was close to having a hole bored through his piston, the piston head. But
how would you not know if you don't check it?
You can check it. You can take the cover off and look at the piston head and determine whether or not you need to change it. But I shouldn't have changed mine.
All right. So is there something you noticed on your motor that makes you question your oil to gas ratio?
And actually, I'm going to have Brian, you still have my old piston. I wouldn't mind you I would like to have that. And the reason is I want to show it around the people and to kind of compare notes and see. I actually did run it. Didn't we put it back together and ran it on the old piston? It was no problem. We also replaced it. I mean, pistons are $200, so it's not cheap.
Right.
I mean, it was time. It was time. And I'm using Molto 800, Dana.
Hey, Nick, I just want to say this much. Will went and did his break-in with this paramotor. And we're talking all the way up to what, 7,000 RPMs, Will?
8,000. Yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I just want you to know that during the break period where he had to turn the motor off, he went and got a fan. Do you know how much air the paramotor's pulling? And he went and got a fan.
First of all, it's pushing, and I'm not going to be on the other side of the prop.
Oh, it was for you. Okay. I didn't know you did that.
He's over there talking about, I'm all hot and sticky, sweet. Oh, I'm hot, sticky. What is it? Damn, that joke just went to the... Anyways, I laughed when I looked over and I seen him with his damn earmuffs on, which I agree with. But then he had the fan. And I'm like, that thing is pulling so much air right now. You don't have to be on the other side of it. The air that's flowing past you to go through the prop is being pulled at high speeds, and Will's like, I need a fan.
It was for bugs.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting in front of this big, huge fan the entire time with a sweatshirt on because it was chilly with the fan, but it kept the gnats off of you.
So hopefully I have some sort of, actually, Will, you probably have the video. The picture of the, when we did the group photo with all the dogs and all the people, that's one of the hangers that the Waldan Field has. There's two hangers there, and that's kind of like the hangout spot. Everybody stays in there, and you got those little gnats that fly around and get right in your face and bother you. So they turn on a big, gigantic, what is that fan called? It's a big ass fan. It's not from a big ass fan company,
but it might as well.
Yeah, might as well be. And it does perfect. Keeps all the bugs off you, and it's just comfortable there. There's a TV in there, so if you want to watch, you know, Will Fly's YouTube channel, you can watch all 4,000 hours that are videos on there. You can watch Nick J. on YouTube, just type in Nick J. You'll see, you know, guys killing it up there, doing acrobat, and he's killing it, man. Nick, tell him.
Not on mine. You're thinking of another one because that ain't me.
But yeah, we had a great time, and I do want to honestly, all jokes aside, I want to thank Brian Waller for the invite. His parents, who are godsends. They're honestly just amazing people. There is a video, and I might have to throw that in. So real quick, before we go, I will tell the story of the last year. Mr. Waller was being mean to me.
Shit.
And what had happened was, I like to set my drink down, walk off, go do something, and then not know where I put my drink. Well, what had happened was he picked up on I can't keep up with my drink and started moving it extra distances. And I really couldn't find my drink ever. And then I found out from a source that Mr. Waller was moving my drinks. So that started a whole new game.
Yeah.
So there may or may not be video of me doing Mission Impossible and crawling across the floor and under the chair to steal Mr. Waller's drink and then taking off with it. So there's some good video coming out. And the next video I put out will be of Waldan Field and the Holler at the Waller fly-in.
The best part is he came up to me and he goes, "Whose drink's that? Is that yours?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Where's his?" And then I'm like, "It's to the right of him." He's like, "He's what? Watching it like Hulk."
Yeah, I am tickled tickled pink with the game, and I'm absolutely for it. And Mr. Waller's got a great sense of humor, and I actually love Brian Waller's family. They're just great people. They truly are. And it's Krista, what do you got to say?
We parked at Jacob's Ladder.
No, it's just a tree. It's not a ladder. It's a tree.
Hey, how do you spell restaurant?
You spell what?
Restaurant.
With an R.
I'm having a brain fart.
Rest.
R-A-U-R-A-N-T? No, doesn't look right.
No. Oh, hold on.
I'm going to call it a food establishment.
I would spell it Dairy Queen. DQ. DQ.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, if you're talking about, it was True Value is where they flew to.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
No, different.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. Will, where can we find you on social of the media?
You can find me by going to willflypg.com or on YouTube, youtube.com/willfly. And if you live in the Southeast, check us out on Facebook, Southeast Paramotor Group. Love to have you.
And don't forget, Nick, where can we find you, sir?
JustSEBikes.com or our YouTube, Life with Nick J.
All right. And Krista, we can find you here on Tuesday nights. Okay, hey. Great. You can find me on TikTok at ppgshane.com or here at Never Trust Skinny Chef Shane. Next week, we will have Dave Wolf on to talk about Bad Apples and the do's and don'ts, blah, blah, blah. If you have questions and you're not sure about it, this will be a great time to show up and ask your questions. So anyways, for those who weren't driving and could be on the show on time, Angela Presley, this is the intro that we did. And now we're going to do the outro. See you guys next week. Peace. I've got a lot to say, can't hold it in this time. Got no filter, I got no filter.
Y'all want to ride some of the coolest bikes around? Just SE Bikes. Check out these cool, fast beach cruisers. We've got many styles, colors, sizes, men's, women's, you name it, we got it. The best looking bikes around. Check us out, justsebikes.com.
do another one.
Yes, definitely.